上个礼拜有来听的请举手我看看。
Those who came last week, please raise your hand.
谢谢。
Thank you.
这几次的聚会里面我们已经把这个普遍启示很严谨也很仔细地把它发挥出来了。
For this series of meeting, we expounded very clearly and in detail about general revelation.
神是自我向人启示。
God is the one who revealed himself to us.
因为神不愿意人不认识他。
Because God doesn't want us not to know him.
当神把自己启示的时候就使人明白他，我们没有办法靠着受造的理性说能完全明白的上帝的奥秘。
When God revealed himself, which means that we through our own intellect cannot understand the profundity of God who is not revealed.
但是神自己的奥秘有一部分可以给我们知道。
But the mystery of God, part of it could be known by us.
有一部分要等更进一步的时候才在基督里面向我们显明。
But part of it has to be revealed more in depth in Christ Jesus himself.
所以严格的说起来，可知的是上帝的事情人可以知道的，就是上帝在普遍启示中间已经赐下的真理。
Within things concerning God that can be known by us is revealed to us in general revelation.
这一个部分的真理包含什么呢？
What kind of thing is included in this part of revelation?
包含了对神存在的知识。
And the knowledge to know about the existence of God.
对神创造的知识。
And to know about the knowledge of God's creation.
对这个创造与受造界之间一个很严谨基本的关系的知识。
And knowing about the very basic relationship of the creator and the creatures.
当我们看见大自然的时候，我们只能有两个答案。
When we see the nature, there are only two possible answers for us.
一个答案就是自然是自己形成这个样子。
That's the nature exists by itself natural.
第二个答案就是这个自然是由神把它创造出来的。
And the other answer is that God has created the nature.
那么一个人说，你相信神，请你证明给我看。
If someone were to say that you believe in God, prove it to me.
我们应当对他说，你相信没有神，请你证明给我。
We must stand and you believe that there's no God, prove to us.
相证明上帝的存在不是一件很容易的事情。
And to prove the existence of God is not easy.
但是证明上帝不存在是绝对不可能的事。
But to prove that God does not exist is absolutely impossible.
所以圣经说上帝的事情，人所能知道的，已经给他们显明。
And that's why the Bible says the thing about God that we can know has been revealed to us.
这就是说，人心灵的深处里面有一个知识。很基本的知识，很基本的对真理的知识，很基本对神的真理的知识。
Which in our heart there is a very basic true knowledge about God.
这个基本的对神的存在的真理的知识是什么呢？
And this basic knowledge that God exists, I say, what kind of knowledge is that?
就是这世界就印证了神是创造主。
Which in this world now confirm that God is a creator.
神的存在是这样基本的一个知识。
That God is a creator is the basic knowledge we must have.
是基本的真理的知识。
And that's the knowledge of basic knowledge.
当一个人要知这个知识的时候，他就是一个抵挡真理的人。
If a man was to suppress this very basic knowledge, which means he go against God.
一个抵挡真理的人才说没有上帝。
A one who go against God will say that there is no God.
因为没有上帝不是单单一个任性的问题。
Because to know that there is no God is something only concerned about connection.
跟之以接着相继跟着再来的就是关于神不存在，那么罪就不需要向神负责的问题。
What that proceeds from that is that God does not exist. That's why when we sin, we don't have the answer but to God.
所以上个礼拜我们提到神论的亏欠，就产生了许多道德的歪曲。
And that's why we say that the shortcoming in the knowledge of God will produce a lot of shortcoming in our ethics.
当一个人心中没有神的时候
，When a person has no God in him，
慢慢他眼中就没有人了。
And slowly in his eye, there's no human。
当一个人心中对神的认识模糊的时候
，When a man is very vague in his knowledge about God in his heart，
他没有办法正确清楚地看见自己是谁，还应当怎样用应当有的态度对待别人。
Then he cannot clearly know about himself and cannot use a right attitude to deal with others。
神论是一切其他神学教义。这个基础
The doctrine of God is the foundation of all other doctrines in theology.
神论更是我们的伦理，我们的道德最严谨的基础。
And the doctrine of God is the most serious foundation of all our ethics.
所以一个敬畏耶和华的人一定远离恶事。
The one who is godly to God will depart from all sins.
一个敬畏耶和华的人，他要认知神的圣洁。
A one who fears the Lord will know His holiness.
这就是智慧人真正的钥匙了。
And that's the true key of a wise man.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那我们昨天上个礼拜提到呢，因为人 不认识上帝。
Last week we say that because man did not know about God.
不是因为不能认识上帝。
Not because he cannot know about God.
但是因为他故意不要认识上帝。
But because purposely he doesn't know about God.
为什么故意不要认识上帝呢？
Why purposely he doesn't want to know God?
因为认识神，当他是神以后，就有很多要向他交账同负责任的，就是人的这一种很严肃的神所给我们的这一种关系。
Because to know God and to deem God will produce the kind of very serious responsibility we have towards God.
我们不能逃避这个关系。
We cannot escape from this relationship.
但我们要逃避这个责任。
But we want to run from this responsibility.
结果最好的办法就是不承认神的存在。
So the best step we deny that God exists.
一不承认神的存在之后呢？
So when you deny that God exists,
一连串的罪就相继产生。
Then all the sins will come continually.
这就是拒绝普遍启示之后，人整个社会不得不要行的一条道路。
So when you reject the general revelation, that's the way the society will behave.
所以呢，从这里我们看见呢，神就把三个任凭记载在罗马书第一章二十四、二十六、二十八里面。
So we see that God has recorded three giving up by God in verse 24, 26, and 28 of Romans chapter 1.
这三个层次的任凭。
And these are three levels of God giving up.
在一段的圣经里面一通提出来。
Only in one paragraph is mentioned three times.
全本圣经只有这一次。
And also in the whole Bible, there's only this time alone.
只有在这一章里面提出来。
Only recorded in Romans chapter 1.
这个三个任凭就在三个层次里面给我们看见人没有神所过的犯罪的生活是怎样的可怜。
These three giving up in three levels allow us to see what kind of attitude men have towards sin if they deny that God exists.
他们虽然知道上帝，
even though they know that God exists,
他们却不把他当作上帝来荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And they do not honor and also give thanks to him as God.
就是不以神为神。
They do not honor God as God.
一个人不以神为神，他能不能以人为人呢？
If a man do not honor God as God, he cannot deem man as man too.
一个人不把神当作神，他能把自己当作自己吗？
If a man do not honor God as God, he cannot deem himself as a humankind.
不可能的。
It's not possible.
如果你把神当作神，你就知道除了他以外没有别的神，你就不可能做神。
If you honor God as God, you know that other than Him, there's no God. You cannot deem yourself as God then.
像毛泽东、像斯大林这样的人，为什么把自己当作神呢？因为他不当作，也不把神当作神，就不得不最后沦落到这样的。
毛泽东 and Stalin, if they do not honor God as God, then they deem themselves as God then.
这是把自己神化的人。
So they deify themselves as God.
他们的下落都是很可怜的。
So their ending is very pitiful.
因为他们结果会把整个在他们统治管理之下的社会弄得非常凄惨的地步。
Because of that, the thing that the government that they have will become very tragic.
历史上继续不断重演这些因果的关系。
History repeat this kind of causes and results.
一个人不把神当作神，
if a man does not honor God as God,
他就可以逃避他的宗教性的责任吗？
Can he then escape from the responsibility of religion in them?
一个人不把神当作神，
if a man does not honor God as God,
他就可以免去了人神之间的那个关系吗？
Can he then avoid all the relationship of him and God?
这是不可能的事情。
This is not possible.
比如说，你不把你的爸爸当作你的爸爸。
For instance, if you don't deem your father as father,
那么你就认为你自己是一个不需要爸爸，自己会跑出来的。
So you think that you do not need a father and you can be born.
这个怎么办呢？
What to do now?
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
你可以以为。
You can think.
但是你没有办法脱离这个生命的这个规律同这个事实。
But you cannot escape from this life laws and a relationship.
所以呢，人没有以真神发生正常关系的时候，一定会产生假神出来。
When a man do not have a true relationship with the true God, they will produce false God.
我不要爸爸。
I do not want father.
但是没有可能。
It's not possible.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
我不要真爸爸，我就自己造一个假爸爸。
So if you do not want a true father, you create yourself a false father.
这就是虚假宗教产生的真正原因。
And that's a true reason for the production of false religion.
你不把神当作神来看待。
If you do not honor God as God,
你又不能 逃避人与神之间需要有的一个关系。
And you cannot escape this kind of relationship which exists between God and man.
这个关系就用假的来代替真的。
So you use a false relationship to substitute this true relationship.
所以许多拜偶像的宗教就这样产生出来。
So our religion that worship idols is being produced in this manner.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear friends, sisters in Christ.
罗马书第一章可以当作宗教学的导论。
Romans chapter 1 can be the prolegomena of the doctrine of religion.
也在这里呢，也给我们看见了这个宗教里面没有真的神在里面的腐败变成可怕到什么地步。
And we see the corruption of false religion where they have no true God is so horrible.
因为人不把神当作神。
Because when men do not honor God as God,
不荣耀他。
And do not glory him.
也不感谢他。
And do not thank him.
在这里提到两件事情。
The two things being mentioned here.
人应当荣耀上帝。
That men should glorify God.
人应当感谢上帝。
That men should be thankful to God.
感谢是为什么呢？
Why is that we give thanks?
因为我们领受恩典，所以我们感谢。
Because we receive this grace, we give thanks.
荣耀是为了什么呢
？Why we glorify?
因为神彰显他的能力、他的权柄、他的智慧、他的奇妙，所以我们认知之后就把荣耀归给他。
Because God manifests His power, His authority, His wisdom, and that's why we glorify Him.
所以这样荣耀神跟感谢神。
So to glorify God and to give thanks to God.
就是我们真正就到他奇妙的创造，同他所给我们领受的恩典。
Because we know the wonder of His creation and also receive His grace to us.
这样呢，你不可能在看见大自然以后，仍然保留一个与神没有关系的独立的生活。
So it is not possible when you see the general revelation, the nature of creation, you still keep to yourself.
你更没有可能在享受神的恩典之后，以为一切的一切都是自然的，与神是不需要有负责任的这个关系。
So it is not possible you receive the grace of God, you see that I don't have to be responsible to God.
伟大的诗人
The great poet.
当他们看见万有的奇妙的时候
When you see the wonders of all things.
他们会思想一件很奇妙的事情
They think of things, something which is marvelous.
就是在有形之上的因在哪里
That's what's the cause that's above all the matter.
这就是一整亚里士多德的那个 The first cause.万有背后的第一个因的动力的哲学思想
and that's the motivational philosophical thinking of Aristotle of the first cause
在伟大的诗人 领会人生的意义的时候
when the great poet received also this mystery of life
他也感觉到我们所享受所经历的一切是许许多多超过我们自己能力范围所能做出来
they knew that all these things that we enjoy and receive that surpass all our own ability
所以感恩的心会产生出来
so the heart of thanksgiving is are now being produced.
一个无神论的人
a one who is an atheist.
是一个自欺欺人的人
a one who is have a self-deception.
为什么呢
Why?
因为当他们要感恩的时候不知道对象在哪
Because when they want to give thanks, they don't know who is the object to give thanks to.
他看到万有的奇妙的时候也不知道源头在哪
When see the wonder of all creation, they don't know where's the source.
没有源头这世界这么奇妙吗
When there's no source, how come the world is so wonderful?
我要感恩不知道应该有个对象吗
I want to give thanks, I don't know who is the object I should give thanks to.
没有源头没有对象的人是很可怜的。
A one who has no source and no object is very pitiful.
不会因为他感到没有源头源头就不见了。
It will not be because he doesn't have a source, the source disappears.
也不因为他感到不需要感恩那么感恩的对象就不存在。
It will not be because he doesn't want to give thanks, the object of giving thanks to is disappearing.
这20年来台湾的慈济有了很大的影响。
For this one or two decades, we know 慈济 in Taiwan has a great influence.
他们许多时候行善事的时候，比基督徒更热心，更有雄厚的财力，有更有抓住机会的恳切同这个敏感。
You know, many times when they do the good work in the society, they are more zealous, they are more powerful financially, and also they are more sensitive to the need of society.
台湾地震一发生的时候，教会还来不及开会要不要帮助，他们的人已经在那边帮助那些在做苦的。
You know, when the earthquake in the Taiwan in 912, before even the church can discuss whether or not to give alms, they are already there.
许多基督徒除了自己夸我们有正统的信仰，我们是得救的人以外，对世界的贡献是少而又少。
Even many Christians boast that they themselves are orthodox Christians, but their contribution to the world is so scanty.
但是这些慈济的跟随者，他们感觉到应当行善，所以他们就即刻 有行动的在社会上产生贡献。
That is a follow of the 慈济 when they feel there's a need in society, immediately they took action.
许多的百姓对他们很好的印象。
So many of people have very good impression on them.
但当我注意他们的这个文章，他们的这个刊物的时候
，But when I study their magazine, their articles,
我看见了他们的领袖常常对他们的信徒说：“你们要感恩，你们要有爱心，你们要感恩，你们有爱心。”
I see their leader many times exhort their followers and that you must.Also be thankful.
看了他许多的文章之后呢，我有一个很重要的问题要问。
But after I read all this article, there's a question I would ask my heart.
向谁感恩
？To whom that we give thanks?
从哪里得到爱心
？From where that we give have the love?
感恩需要一个对象。
Because you need an object for you to give thanks.
爱心需要一个源头。
When you want to have love, you must have source of love.
整个佛教的教主释迦牟尼。是一个无神论的
，because the father of Buddhist, he is actually one of the atheists.
所以释迦牟尼说，上天下地唯我独尊。
He said that on heaven and earth, I'm the only one who is to be honored.
当然，他这句话不能被解释是他是骄傲的人，不是的。
Of course, we cannot interpret this statement saying that he's very proud. No.
我们要尊重所有的宗教。
We got to respect all religions.
从里面看到他们有许多的好处。
From it, we see the many good things with them.
但我们更要从神所启示的圣经来批判、了解每个宗教的局限到底在哪里。
From the revelation of the Bible, we want to critique and know where the limitation of all religions.
释迦牟尼说呢，上天下地唯我独尊的时候
，When second minister I'm the only one on heaven on earth，
他真正的意义就是说，人人都有佛性，不是神的存在，是佛性在我们每个里面触动我们，使我们变成一个与万物不同的人。
He said that among all things who is created humankind, we have the Buddha nature in us。
所以你如果修身养性到了一个无情无义、清净无为的地步。脱离了各样的情欲的捆绑，你就进到了涅槃的地位呢。
If you were to cultivate until a such time when you come to Nirvana，
所以我们不需要在另外一个源头里面找到我们应当跟随那个对象。
So we don't need a source whereby we can follow the source。
因为佛教徒认为在它里面就有那个东西。
Because the Buddha will feel that there is such nature within them。
所以日本一个很重要的禅宗最高的一个哲学家叫做铃木大珠。
So in this Japan, there's a very greatest Buddhist man who is called Suzuki.
这个人呢，他曾经这样批判过耶稣的话语。
He had this critic to Jesus.
他说，耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命。这句话他实实在在是有讲的。
He said Jesus truly have said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
很奇怪的。
But very strangely,
德国存在主义的哲学家 Karl Jaspers 他说，约翰福音四十章第六节，耶稣是没有讲的。
This Karl Jaspers will say that German Karl Jaspers will say that this John 14:6 Jesus Christ never said that.
但是东方的铃木大作他说耶稣有讲。
But Suzuki in the Japan he said he did.
所以基督教的国家产生一大堆败类出来。
So there are a lot of people who corrupt the truth in the West.
佛教的宗师他承认耶稣有讲。
But then the master of the Buddhist he said that Jesus said that.
但他怎么说呢
？But what did he say?
他说耶稣那样讲没有什么特别意义。
There's nothing special when Jesus said that.
不过是表示他已经修身养性到那个地步就能这样。
Only about to say that he cultivated until such a very special realm。
他下去接着说，如果我们修身养性到耶稣那个地步，我们也可以讲我就是道路真理。
And he said if we were to cultivate ourselves until we reach the realm of Jesus Christ, we can also say I'm the way, the truth, and the life。
当然，基督徒不会接受禅宗这个最高的哲学思想家所下的这种判语。
Of course, we Christians cannot accept this kind of judgment coming from the master Buddhist.
但是这个曾经轻看胡适博士的这个日本的大师。
But this master from Japan who was despised as 胡适。
他有他自己一套很严谨同非常高超的思想。
He has a very sophisticated philosophical thinking.
他还是照样承继了释迦牟尼那个观念下来。
He still continues to inherit the thought mind of Scape Sakyamuni.
就是所谓的客观的上帝是不存在。
He said the objective God does not exist.
人里面的佛性那是存在的。
The Buddha nature within us exists.
那人的佛性从哪里来的？释迦牟尼从来没有讲。
But where comes this Buddha nature in us? The Sakyamuni has never expounded.
铃木大作也没有办法给我们答案。
And Suzuki never gave an answer.
其实这些不过是对神形象样式的误解产生出来的理论。
But only doctrine arguments understanding of God's image in us.
Misinterpretation of the doctrine of man are created of the image and the likeness of God become the nature of Buddhism and the Buddha is in everybody. 那这个我今天不再研究，不再给你们研究更深的取下去。
I'm not going to expound further on this.
我只严肃的告诉你。
But very seriously on that.
人有宗教性。
Men have religious nature.
这个宗教性正像过去我对你说的，人不是被造在绝对不纯的这一个存在里面。
Because when I say that man's created, not in absolute isolation.
人是 absolute existence. 人是被造在一生的相对对存的里面。
Man is created in the existence whereby he has called the existence of God.
The relativity between us and God, that is a relative existence, not absolute existence. 所以我们的存在不是绝对的。
So we are not creating an absolute existence.
我们的存在是相对的。
Only creating a relative existence.
因为我们的存在是相对的。
Because our existence is a relative one.
你口里可以说没有神，你没有办法过一个没有神的
生活。So in the lips you can say there's no God, your life cannot live in a state of no God.
你可以不要承认神的存在，那你不可能活在一个不需要神的自我存在里面。
Even though you deny that God exists, but you cannot live in an existence whereby there's no God.
所以社会学家告诉我们，没有一个民族是没有宗教的。
So sociologists tell us that there's no races that have no God.
当一个人诚实的把他自己心里面的观念讲出来的时候，你知道看见有90%以上的人类说有上帝的存在。
If we live very honestly, more than 90% will acknowledge that God exists.
那么你不要这位真正的神。
So when you don't want this true God,
你不感谢他。
You don't give thanks to him.
你不荣耀他。
You don't glorify him.
因为如果你感谢他，你荣耀他的时候，他就变成一个对象。
Because when you glorify him, give thanks to him, he's going to object.
如果你把你自己绝对化了，你就不需要在你绝对的自我存在之外还有一个对象。
But you absolutize yourself, then in absolute existence, you don't need a God that exists outside yourself.
所以你就拥耀自己。
So you glorify yourself.
你就感谢自己。
You give thanks to
yourself. 你就发挥自己。
And you also do whatever you can.
Develop yourself.
Develop yourself.
And actualize yourself.所以这个 self-actualization, self-absolutization, 这个就是存在主义，接下来就是新世纪运动，还有现在闹新世纪运动的宗教行动，说要推行到全世界人类的一个足迹。
So this self-actualization actually is the core or the expression of New Age movement.
请你注意，这个是很严肃的话语。
So this is very serious.
Self-actualization.
自我的发挥。
自我兑现 self-absolutization
自我的决定化
自我绝对化 self-determine my own concept of value
自我决定自己的价值
这是沙特的思想
This is the thought of Sartre
这是根据了这个从 Heidegger 以后
The ever since Heidegger
一直到了推翻这个现代主义进到后现代的平民社会中间新世纪运动的一种普世的观念
So when they go against modernism they come to post-modernism and develop in the New Age movement
所以很多人以为他自己就是神
A lot of people thought that they are God
我不必靠耶稣
I do not have to depend on
我不必靠上帝
Do not have to depend on God
我自己发展自己
When I say actualize
我绝对化自己
I absolutize myself
我把自己呢就兑现到了最高超的地步
When I actualize to the highest realm
这是新世纪运动一个精髓的中心思想。
And that is the core thinking of the New Age movement.
你们如果注意听这些话呢
？If you listen very carefully these few statements,
你会听到这个时代到底有什么背后的精神在指挥整个人。
You can then see what kind of spirit is behind this age today.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something pitiful.
后现代一个这种思想的人叫做 Foucault， 一个大哲学家。
Foucault, who was the one who is behind this postmodernism,
结果他自杀而死。
But he committed suicide.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为自杀至少是绝对的自由啊。
Because when you commit suicide, that is an absolute freedom to yourself.
自杀，我存在不存在的自我意志的一种形式。
Because that is the self-will to decide whether you exist or you do not exist at all.
所以今天有很多人一方面在兑现自己、绝对化自我的时候，因为没有神，所以他们正走一条慢性自杀的路线。他不知道。
But because there's no God in the process of self-actualization, people are committing slow self-suicide.
那当保罗写罗马书的时候
，When Paul wrote the book of Romans，
当然同现在20世纪的这个思想潮流是相差了2000年的时间。
Compared to the contemporary thought is more than 2000 years ago.
但是无论人的思想潮流演变的程度多么快、多么复杂， 多么不同。
No matter how human thought progress and develop, how complicated it is.
那基本的原则是一样样。
That basic principle is the same.
就是人离开神以后，他把自己神化。
When men leave God, they want to deify themselves.
在自己神化的过程中间呢，他许多时候把假神代替真神。
In the process of deification, they use false God as God.
就是这段圣经要告诉我们。
And even this passage tells us.
你说我没有想到这些圣经好像很简单，里面隐藏的意义这么深。
You said, I see that this statement is a very simple statement. How come there's a profound truth in them?
我告诉罗马书要成为历史历代对人类光照最伟大的一本书。
The book of Romans in the history, he be the one that the greatest book that is going to illuminate humankind.
在过去两千年中间，受罗马书影响，恍然大悟，对全人类产生镜中蛇的那一种提醒的思想家、哲学家、解经家、神学家。宗教家多得不得了。
For the past 2,000 years, those philosophers, religious workers, theologians, they've been illuminated by the book of Romans. There's so great number of that.
换一句话，这一本书要继续不断在每一个时代给全世界人类有光照的作用。
In other way, in other words, down the history, this book will still continue to illuminate many people.
当19世纪从启蒙运动之后，人以为人的文化已经到了最开明、最高超的地步的时候。
Since Enlightenment coming from 18th and 19th century, man's human nature has developed to a very high point.
When man realized he is the most intelligent and developed into the climax of the supreme cleverness 的时候呢，上帝感动这个 Karl Marx 用这本书再次震荡全世界的知识分子。
And also when humankind has developed the climate, Karl Barth has been used by God to shake the world again.
人真的可以没有神吗？
Can man go without God?
不可能的。
No.
那些所谓没有神的人，
Those who think that there's no God,
在生命最紧要的关头的中间的人，他们都用假神来代替真神，填满心中相对性的空虚。
In the most critical moment, they use false gods to substitute the kind of vacuum in the heart.
这就是宗教不同形式产生的另外一种花样。
And also, there's a different way that this false religion manifests itself.
我讲更清楚一点。
And more clearly,
笨人造笨神。
Fools will create fools gods.
平常人造平常神。
Ordinary people will create ordinary gods.
聪明人造聪明神。
Intelligent people will create intelligent gods.
那你现在更清楚了。没有可能没有神的。
There's no possibility that
那么那个笨的人就用笨的神来代替那真正的神。
So those who are stupid will use a stupid God to substitute the true God.
荷兰有个归正宗的神学家。
In Holland there's a reformed theologian.
他把那神可能被不同的形式表现出来列了16个层次。
He has actually listed the 16 levels how God could be fortified.
所以人可能会把老鼠当着神来拜。
Man could use mouse as a god.
人可能把狮子、老虎当着神来拜。
Man can use lion, tiger as a god.
人甚至可以把龙根本不存在的东西当着神来拜。
Man can also worship dragon with doesn't exist at all as god.
有的人把太阳当着神来拜。
And some will worship the sun as god.
有的人把大山当着神来拜。
Some will worship the mountain as god.
中国人造有灶神，门有门神，还有山有山神，还有海神海螺王。
And the Chinese also have the stove and also the door as their god, even yellow one, everything.
所以换句话说，被造之物都可以变成神。
Which is all the created being can now become God.
那么当一个人拜被造之物的时候
，So when someone were to create, were to worship the created,
你看到什么？你 看到创造界的这一个程序完全颠倒了。
You see the created realm now is being turned upside down.
人被造是高过万物的。
Because man is created higher than the creation.
怎么可能你把比人更低的受造物当着神来拜呢？
How can you use something which is lower than man as God to worship?
岂不是你承认自己是低过万物的吗？
Doesn't that to acknowledge that you are lower than the creature?
你看到了没有？
Do you see that?
这是颠倒了。
That's in the reverse order.
那么人把那个应当看不见的灵界的神造成一个看得见的物界的神。
The spiritual and invisible realm now is being created in the visible realm.
所以你需要一个神的时候，
So when you need a God,
你就用自己的手造一个神。
You use your hand to create a God.
这好像什么呢？
What's it like?
我不要生我的爸爸。
I do not want the father to give it to me.
那我不能没有爸爸。
But I cannot go without the father.
我就自己生一个爸爸出来。
So I give birth to one father.
不要生他的爸爸，自己生一个爸爸出来。
So you don't want the one who give birth to you, but you give birth to someone.
你听见这句话，你感到很好笑。
You see very strange and
funny. 但人把假神代替真神，岂不是就是这样的情况
？But when men use the false god either as true god, that's the same logic.
有一次我在台湾看见一个人。
There was one in Taiwan I saw a person.
他正在雕刻神像。
He was making a sculpture of an idol.
把这个神雕成凶神恶煞。
And
非常威风的样子
very fierce and authoritative.
眼睛大得不得了
big eyes,
雕刻雕刻雕刻雕刻
and when it's being a sculpture,
雕完了以后呢
after that,
放在路边
and they put beside in the road, by the side of the road,
跑进去吃饭
and he went inside to take his lunch.
不久一个小孩子就在那个神的旁边小便
and then someone pees on that idol.
我看了以后我真的感到很不对的
I saw something wrong.
这个是人所造的神
this is a God man that's created.
这个人小便在神的身上
and this small boy has pees on him.
啊，造神的是人
And the one who created God is man.
人有艺术的眼光。
Man has artistic art.
人有工匠的工匠的技巧。
Man also has the skill of a sculptor.
人有想象的动力。
Man also has a power to imagine.
所以他把那个生命的感受。
And also his feeling to life.
从个性的发挥。
And also expression of personality.
把它从木头的雕刻把它表现出来。
From the wood he made a sculpture to express all the things.
另外一个什么都不懂的小孩子就在那边小便。
And a small boy who doesn't know anything at all who pees on him.
他不知道这块木头是变成神像的。
He doesn't know that this wood has turned into an idol of God.
他不知道他现在在神像面前小便了。
He doesn't know that he is now peeing in front of this God.
所以那一天呢，我的思想复杂的。不得了
so I was so complex in my mind on that day.
看见这个真的东西到底发生什么事情
I see what happened then.
请你注意下面这句话
You take note of this.
被造的人
Created humankind.
用被造的物
Using the created thing.
来造一个被造的神
To make a created God.
请你再听一次啊。被造的人
Created man.
用被造的物
Using a created thing.
来造一个被造的神
To make a created God.
大家说一二三但是
But then,
当他造的时候
when he was making,
他需要创造性
he needs a nature of creativity
他需要创造力
he needs the power of creativity
creativity is the means to be used in creating a created God
他要造一个被造的神需要用他的创造性
请你注意哦今天讲的这一段在神学书里面都没有提到的
so you cannot find this in a theological book
所以受造者
The created man,
以受造的创造性的创造力，再用受造的物质作为材料，去造一个受造的神。
Using the created creativity to use the created thing to create great God.
A created man with the created creativity and the power of creativity by using the means of the created matter to be.The means to create a created God. 注意，那这个 God 这个字呢，其实就是 creator.
So this God actually it means creator.
所以我再把整个思想串联起来，你听得更完全了。
So when I link up all this thinking, now you're clear.
The created man
被造的人
with the created creativity
用被造的被造性
and the creative power.
而被造的这个力
The creative power 创造力
创造力
By using the created matter
用那个被造的东西
To be means
成为它的工具
To create a created creator
来创造一个被造的被造神
创造一个被造的创造者因为神是创造者嘛那么请问被造的是创造的吗
Now the one who's been created Can he be the creator
就是宗教里面最大最大的基本的矛盾
That is the deepest most of the fundamental paradoxical things about religion
反被造的
That which created
就不是神
He cannot be God
大家说一二三反被造的创造者就是假的创造者
The created creator is a false creator
一二三凡被造的创造者就是假的创造者被造而能有创造性的只有人
The creator the being they have the creativity there's only one and man
大家说被造而有创造性的就是人 因为人是按照上帝的形象。
Because man is created according to the image and likeness of God.
这样的人是在受造界中间唯一有创造性功能的。
So in the creator realm, man is the only one that had the power of creativity.
神把创造性给人。
So man had, God has given this creativity to man.
人是尊贵的。
So man is the owner.
今天我再好好，今天下午再好好注意听贝多芬第九交响乐。
And this afternoon, when I listen very carefully the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven,
我发现他真是伟大。
I discovered that he is really great.
因为在第九交响乐以前
，because before the Ninth Symphony，
没有任何一个交响乐的作者
，there's no single composer of symphonies
有这么大的范围
，you see such a great scope，
这么大的精神
，such a great spirit，
把这么伟大的这个乐谱的把它化成一个。总合性的声音
and this score has been produced in an integrated sound
而要把这个交响乐把它指挥出来的时候
and when he conducted this symphony
不是任何一个人 who wants to conduct
whoever conduct the symphony
他需要对这个交响乐的创造性有真正的了解和共鸣
so he must truly have an echo and understanding of this creativity
否则没有办法把它表达出来
if not he can express it
所以当伟大的音乐家创作的时候
so when a great composer composes
他就把神的形象的潜在能把它发挥出来了
he actually is you expressing the potentiality of God in us
当艺术家作画的时候
when an artist paints
他就把创造力把它显现出来了
he expressing this creativity power
当小说家写书的时候
when a novelist writes books
他用创造力创造了一个小说里面的人
he actually has used creativity created characters in the novel
你看普通的人不会流泪看小说你会一直哭
when you see others you're going to shake tears when you see them read the novels you shake tears
因为里面的人的生活的感动，你感动的不得了。
Because the life of the characters of the novels move your heart.
啊，那个人根本不存在。
But that figure doesn't exist.
那个人是文学家用创造性把它创造出来一个假的人。
Because that character has been created by the novelist.
虽然如此
，even though so，
这就成了人的一个伟大的地方了。
That becomes the greatness of man.
因为人有创造性。
Because man has real creativity.
我如果不错的话，今年。这个 Donald Duck 五十周年
Donald Duck is 50 years anniversary、today.
我们许多小孩子从小给唐老鸭唐老鸭 Donald Duck、影响得不得了
A lot of people have been influenced by Donald Duck
甚至有人可怜他连走路都像他一样的
And also sometimes we pity him we walk like him
我们看见了这些都是根本不存在
We see all these things does not exist
但是被写成存在了
But it's written that so that it exists
Mickey Mouse 存在了
Mickey Mouse does exist
Donald Duck 存在了
Donald Duck exists now
Brutal 存在了
Brutal now
对这些呢这狗啦猫啊鸭啊这些东西根本从来没有这东西
all this dog this cat and all this thing does not exist
怎么会变成存在呢
how come they become existing
人用创造性把它造出来
man use the power of creativity to create them
你可以在文学里面有创造
in also writing you can create
在音乐里面的创造
in music you create
在艺术里面的创造
in painting you create
在建筑里面的创造
in also the architecture you can create
雕刻里面的创造
in sculpture you can create
如果你到罗马 Sistine Chapel 去的话
if you go to the Sistine Chapel In Rome,
你会看见了最后的审判跟列祖的家谱
You see the last judgment and also the genealogy of our ancestors
Our ancestors 那这些的图案里面所有的体态那个角度都是米开朗基罗以前从来没有的那样想的
You see all the posture the way they stand has never been created before Michelangelo
无论他在沉思默想的时候
Whether he's meditating
或者他正在发挥力量的时候
Whether he's expressing the power
或者在沉睡的时候
Whether he's slumbering
在盼望的时候
Whether he's hoping
那个 posture 那个整个人体变化规律的运用只有他超过所有以历史以西上所有的
And all the law of posture that Michelangelo used has been unprecedented before.
在这三百多个人体的图画中间，没有两个是一样的。
Of these 300 figures, the posture are all different.
你看他的创造力大到这个地步。
See his creativity is so great.
伟大到这个地步。
Such power.
怎么可能
？How is it possible?
因为神是这样造人。
Because God created man such.
人之所以是人
，The man is man.
因为人有创造性。
Because man has the need of creativity.
人把创造性发挥出来的时候
，When man ex express this creativity
你就相信他有神的形象
so you believe that he has the image of God
你也有的
and also you have
我们每一个人都有的
it everyone has
但是比起那些人我们有的一点点
but compared to those people you have a little bit
我们只有一点点创造性
only a little bit that we have
啊，创造性最大的堕落是什么呢
and what's the greatest fall of our creativity
创造性最大的堕落就是创造 假神。
The greatest flaw of creativity is that we create false idols.
创造性最大的堕落就是创造假的创造者。
So the fault of the creativity, the greatest of it is that we create a false creator.
这也就是对上帝最大的侮辱。
And that's the greatest insult to God.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
我再讲一次，一个人不荣耀上帝，不把当有的感谢给他的时候，
If a man do not glorify God, do not give thanks to God when he deserves,
好，或是把自己当作神，
Either he deems himself as God,
或者为自己创造个假神，
Or created for himself a false God,
都是证明他没有办法脱离他与神之间相对存在的这种关系同这个事实。
Which means he cannot run away from the fact and also the relationship of him who exists in relative manner with God.
与神的关系不能解脱。
So when you cannot escape from the relationship with God,
对神的责任又不肯担起，
and also through the responsibility of God, he doesn't want to shoulder it.
结果我们用假神代替真神。
So you use a false God to substitute the true God.
那么假神你代替真神又怎么样呢？
So when you use a false God to substitute the place of the true God,
这个我所造出来的神是一定比我小的。
The God that I created is smaller than me.
所以我的生活就不需要讨他的喜欢。
So then my life do not have to please him.
我的自由就不需要向他负责任。
And my freedom cannot be answerable to him.
因为我所造的神是比我小的。
Because the God that I created is smaller than myself.
所以是我管这个神。
So I control this God.
不是这个神管我。
That he doesn't control me.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
所以今天许多无神论的人终极的道德自由的目的就是要脱离神的审判。
So to many of the atheists, their ultimate ethical responsibility is that they want to run away from the judgment of God.
我相信了，你慢慢摸出一个头绪出来了。
So I truly believe that now you slowly understand this.
这就不奇怪哦。
Then it's no wonder.
许多的宗教里面，假的宗教里面，他们的犯罪的胆量是大的不得了。
In a lot of false religions, they are so unfearful in the sin.
印尼有多少是敬畏阿拉的回教徒？
And in Indonesia, there are many of these Muslims who worship Allah.
但是当他们贪污的时候，他们杀人的时候，他们放火的时候，他们的宗教呢，没有影响他们的生活。
When they get corrupted, when they kill people, their religion never influenced them.
菲律宾有多少敬虔敬拜玛利亚的教徒？
In Philippines, there are many people who worship Mary.
当他们贪污的时候，这个宗教没有影响他的生活。
When they have been corrupted, their religion never influenced them.
印度有全世界最大的宗教聚合。
In Indonesia, there's a
no no 印度。
In India, there's a greater convention.
The greatest religious gathering in the whole world. 你知道 Mecca 回教呢，每一年在两三百万人在那边。
And also in Mecca, in every year there are 2 to 3 million people there.
印度有个圣洁自己。在恒河沐浴的几年一次的大聚会，最后一次的聚集是860万人。
And also the last gathering that happened in India was more than 8 million.
Billy Graham 最大的布道会的一次才100多万人。
Billy Graham the greatest convention that have only 1 million.
所以宗教的力量是大得不得了。
So powerful is religion.
这些人用水洗净他们的污秽。
And these people use water to cleanse their the field.
因为他们认为恒河是圣水。
Because they feel that river is a holy river.
但是印度的贪污是很厉害很厉害。
But then in India there's so corrupted.
中国人专门读古书，孔子说，孔子说，孔子说。
Chinese will read Confucius say, Confucius say.
但我们的社会比别的社会更污秽。
But then our society is so filthy compared to other society.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们不要一个比我更高的上帝。
Because we do not want a God who is greater than us.
我们要一个我所能控制的上帝。
We want a God that we can control.
在我控制之下的上帝。
Under my control.
他多厉害！我都不怕他。
No matter how powerful he is, I'm not afraid.
如果他是全能的，也不要紧。
If he's all powerful, it doesn't matter.
因为他是我控制的。
Because he's been controlled by me.
上帝是全能的，我是全能的上帝的控制者。
So God is all powerful, but I'm a controller of the all powerful God.
你明白吗？
Do you understand now?
今天有些人的祷告，主啊，你是全能的。
A lot of people pray that Lord, you're all powerful.
你要不要信上帝？
Do you believe in God?
相信上帝怎么上？
Yes.
相信全能的上帝。
Believe that God is all powerful.
好，我就需要。
Yes, I need.
如果上帝全能的，我什么病他一定要医我。
If God is all powerful, all my illness is my heal.
所以主啊，你是全能的。
Lord, you are all powerful.
你医我的病。
You heal my.
你解我的苦。
你开我的路 open my way,
你赐福我的事业
and bless my business,
因为你是全能的嘛
because you are powerful,
他就把上帝的全能当作被他利用的一个教义
so he used the all powerful of God as a doctrine to be used by him,
宗教会堕落到很可怕的
so religion can fall in such a manner,
正像今天用最适用的办法来对你说
like we use a very practical manner to tell you,
许多基督徒在一个教会里面讲听到的时候
a lot of Christians in the church when listen to the gospel,
哇这个教会不错不过牧牧师太严格
You know, this church is quite good, but the pastor is too serious.
常常责备我的罪恶。
Man, I tell you, rebuild my sin.
我不要这样的上帝。
I don't want this kind of God.
去找一个牧师乖乖听我话的。
And you go to the church where the pastor listens to you.
我一奉献钱，他就谢谢谢谢，尾巴都摇摇的。
When I make offering, he'll say thank you, thank you.
我就喜欢到这种教会来。
I like this type of churches.
因为这个牧师是有爱心的。
Because this pastor has love.
这个牧师是我可以控制的。
It's the one I can control.
所以呢？怪不得以色列人杀害先知
and that's why the Israelites killed all the prophets
他们盼望宗教领袖都在他的控制之下
they hope that all religious leaders will be controlled by them
我再讲更实际的一件事情
and what practical way I say
如果两个强盗到你家里面打架 在你的客厅打架
if two robbers would fight in a living room
你敢不敢看敢不敢出来看
do you dare to come and watch
已经跑到你家里面了
Or in your home.
门关起来了
yes, they close
两个强盗在你客厅
And the two robbers in the living room
拿刀起来打架
With a knife they fight
你敢不敢看
Do that watch
你说我最多在锁匙洞里面看
I'll peep through the keyhole you say
但是呢今天很多人坐在客厅看强盗打架他一点都不怕
A lot of people
为什么呢
In their living room they see the robbers are fighting they're not afraid
因为那些强盗打架在电视机里面
Because those robbers are fighting in the TV
所以你一点也不怕让他打吧
So you're not afraid
你还在那笑哇这样厉害、啊、但你不要看他就死了嘛
And then you can just straight off you don't want to watch
你一开关他就死了、
Because when you
他多么强多么厉害他是我控制之下的强盗
No matter how powerful the robbers are they're under my control
我告诉你真正的神不是电视机里面的。
A true God is not God in television.
真正的神不是你控制的。
A true God is the one that you control.
当你真正认识神是真正存在又不能被你的能力控制的时候，你发现你应当怎样敬畏他。
When you truly know that God exists and cannot be controlled by you, how fearful you are to Him.
你这唐牧师，你讲的跟今天这个圣经好像没有关系。
You say Pastor Stone is not related to this passage today.
我告诉你，就是因为有绝对的关系。
Because there's absolute relationship.
所以你听完了，你在读的时候，你就越来越明白里面到底在讲什么。
And after you heard it, you read, you understand even more.
因为神是能被你控制的。
Because God can be controlled by you now.
神是你所造出来的。
Because God is created by you.
因为神是听你的话。
Because God listens to you.
那你就变成神的神了。
So you become a God of God.
这就是虚假的宗教中虚假的基督徒的灵性生活。
And that is spiritual life of one who is false religion and false Christian.
因为你不是活在公义，要审判你，要定你的罪，要向你这个讨债。在这位上帝的面前
Because you're not living in a God who is going to judge you in righteousness
你记得在旧约里面上帝吩咐以色列人杀灭迦南七族吗
You know that in the Old Testament God commanded the Israelites will kill all the seven races in Canaan
这到今天全世界有很多人因为那一件事他们说我不赞成这一位上帝
And because of that many people oppose something like this kind of God in the Old Testament
为什么呢
Why?
上帝怎么这样凶
How is that God so fearful?
上帝不是有爱心吗
God doesn't
为什么上帝叫以色列的杀人
How come that God asked Israel to kill all the seven races?
上帝不是在十条诫命里面说不可杀人吗
Isn't in the Ten Commandments God commanded we shouldn't kill?
为什么上帝吩咐以色列的杀人呢
Why is that God commanded Israel to kill?
你们有过这个问题没有啊
Do you have this kind of question?
有没有啊有没有朋友问过你这个问题呢
Your friend asked you this question.
你不知道怎么答因为你比方说上帝爱世人爱世他们哪里杀七柱哪里爱世
You don't know how to answer the question because you say that God so loved the world you don't know how to answer this question God asked them to kill
你说上帝是爱世人不过那一次他怎么发脾气我也不知道
You say that God loved the world Yes I don't know why he lost his temper in the verse
大概那一天他胃痛或者脾气不好
Maybe on that day he lost his temper
我现在把答案告诉你
I give you the answer
慈爱的神
Merciful God
也是公义的神
Also righteous God
神的慈爱没有否定他的公义
God's mercy never denies his righteousness
神的公义没有抵挡他的慈爱
The righteousness of God never go against his mercy
神的公义同神的慈爱并行从永恒到永恒
The love and righteousness of God run parallelly down the ages
但是
But then
注意听下面的话这迦南七族的敬拜同他们的宗教败坏到一个地步
The seven tribes of Canaan are so corrupted in the religion and the life.
他们在庙里面敬拜的时候
，at the time when they worship in the temple，
他们跳舞
，they dance，
音乐就演奏了
，and also they have a music，
感情就越来越高，越来越高了
，and they have the emotion being aroused。
请你注意原始宗教里面的
，in the primitive religion，
的这个鼓的力量
，and also this drum，
从节奏的力量
，and also the rhythm。
慢慢把人情绪提高到一个理智模糊的地步。
And the last now overwhelm the intellect, a rationality.
嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣！你在敬拜的以色列中间呢
？So in the righteous of worship,
他们的理智就没有了。
They lose that rationality.
要怎么办呢
？Now what to do?
他们慢慢脱光衣服。
And they took off their clothing.
男男女女脱光衣服。
And all the men and women took off their clothing.
一面敬拜他们的神。
On one hand, they worship the God.
就一面杂交。
And also they commit fornication.
脱光衣服在庙里面犯奸淫。
And naked they commit adultery in the temple itself.
那么这些都是以敬拜神的名义来做的。
They do it under the name of worshiping God.
所以上帝在天上说
，And God in heaven says,
我吩咐你们杀灭这七族。
I command you to quench all these seven tribes.
你说应该不应该
？Should they be done?
应该不应该
？Should they be done?
你回答我应该不应该
？Answer me.
应该。如果神连真神都没有权柄处理这样的事，谁有资格处理这样的事
？If even true God cannot deal with this kind of matter, who then can deal with them?
你说上帝爱世人，为什么把他杀死
？He said God loved the world. How come God killed?
就因为上帝爱世人，所以要把他杀死。
Precisely because God loved the humankind, that He just killed them.
你说我怎么明白呢
？How do I understand?
如果上帝爱世人
，If God loved the world,
那么上帝让这些犯奸淫。这些淫乱的敬拜者继续存在下去。
And God allowed this fornicating worshippers to continue to exist.
不久，全世界都变成这样的情形。
Then the whole world will turn to this kind of situation.
人类就没有盼望了。
Then there's no hope for mankind.、
哦、这种宗教性产生的杂交。
And this religious fornication
对人类延续我们的子孙，对人类传宗接代的危害，可能产生的疾病是不能收拾的。
And as far as the continuation of our this offspring, there's a bad effect on the good genes.
所以神一定要把它消灭掉。
And because of that, God must kill them.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝爱世。
Because God loved the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
麦哲伦要绕世界一周的时候
，When
Magellan
went to around the world,
他在菲律宾被人杀死了。
He was killed in the Philippines.
他的船员水手到处找妓女。
And the sailor went to have this prostitute.
或者身上传染了淋病，还有船上的这个花柳病。
And they have this syphilis and all these sexual diseases.
当这个 syphilis,
with the syphilis,
the sexual diseases, 跟这个麦哲伦的船回到葡萄牙、西班牙以后。
And the sexual disease being carried back to Portugal.
你这性病在多少酒里面？传遍全世界。
You know, in what kind of time span they spread the whole world?
14年。
14 years.
传福音传2000年还不传完整。
When you preach the gospel for 2,000 years, you can reach the whole world.
传花柳病14年就够了。
But the sexual disease could be spread in 14 years.
全世界的花柳病。
And the 14 years spread throughout the whole world.
神就降下灾祸来了。
God gave them a disaster.
直到20世纪 penicillin 发明才能够。拯救一个人脱离性病的危害。
It was until 20th century when they invent the penicillin, then we can stop this sexual disease.
神为什么要刑罚这些事情
？Why is that God must judge all these things?
因为神爱世界上。
Because God loved the world.
上帝造人的时候
，When God created mankind,
给人的性器官的这个神经系统的敏感度超过许多的地方。
The sensitivity of the nerves of the sexual organ is more than anything else.
但是当那个地方有病的时候，那个痛苦就比其他的地方痛苦。痛过好几十倍。
So when there's illness in that organ, it will be more sorrowful than anything else.
为什么呢
？Why?
慈爱的神也是公义的神。
Because the loving God also is a righteous God.
所以当一个人没有神的时候
well, ，When a man has no God,
他就没有办法脱离与神的关系。
He cannot run away from his relationship with God.
他就造假神。
And also, he created false gods.
造假神的真正动机是什么
？And what's the true motive creating false gods?
这个神是我造的，我可以控制它。
This god I create so I can control.
那控制一个我所造的神的后果是什么
？So what's the consequence of controlling God?
就是我随便犯罪，没有办法，不必向他交账。
So I can sin anywhere. I cannot. I don't have the responsibility to him.
这样，你如果问我说你没有宗教，我有。
So、you ask me, do I don't have religion? I have.
我还可以说宗教都是一样的。
And I can even say all religions are the same.
那我就在这种假神的面前。随便犯罪
But in this with, before this four gods, I sin loosely.
所以罗马书，上帝很清楚看见人败坏的程度到这个地步。
So in the book of Romans, we see that how man has fallen.
你清楚了。
Now you're clear.
现在我来读，你们就明白为什么这样讲。
So I'll read this, and then now you can understand.
大家慢慢来读。
Read slowly.
现在我们把二十一节一同来读。
Reading from verse number 21.
一二三，因为他们虽然知道神。却不当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。什么意思呢？没有神，思想改变了，良心昏暗了，从信仰到理性到良心堕落。
So when they say there's no God from their mind to their conscience, the ethic they fall.
那么理性的堕落是什么呢
？What's the falling of rationality？
第二十二节
，verse 22，
自称为聪明。翻成了异作，二十三节，宗教的堕落，把不能朽坏的上帝的荣耀变成偶像，仿佛被朽坏的人、飞禽、走兽、昆虫的样式，宗教性的朽坏，创造性造了个受造的假创造者。
So verse 22 is a fall of rationality. Verse 23 is a fall of a religious nature.
The false fall of the created creativity.To create the false created creator. 现在二十四节，
那就是
道德的损坏。
And the false in ethics.
大家一同来读。所以上帝任凭他们，甚至心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。你看到没有？没有神的人。
He who has no God.
理性损坏
rationality there's a fall
心灵损坏
and there's a corruption in the
良心损坏
corruption in the conscience
创造性损坏
corruption in the creativity
宗教生活损坏
corruption in the religious life
因为这一位神不是真神
because this God is not true God
所以我不需要向他负道德责任
I don't have to answer to him ethically
结果宗教变成放纵情欲的地方
so religion becomes a place whereby we lose a very loose lust
彼此玷污自己的身体
And they dishonor their bodies.
现在我们大家一同读第二十五节
Verse 25.
一二三，他们将上帝的真实变为虚妄，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of verse 25?
这就是一切非真理的开始。
Which is that's the beginning of all non-truth.
把上帝的真实变为什么？变成什么？大家说变成什么？变成虚妄。
You turn the truth of God as also something with a lie.
为什么在这里出现这个字呢
？Why is this the word appear here?
因为第十九节的意思再一次重复了。
Because the meaning of verse 19 now reappear.
我们大家一同来读。
We'll read together.
我们大家一同来读第十八节，一同来读。
Verse 18.
原来上帝的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
For those who practice unrighteousness and suppress the truth.
就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Those who do the unrighteous and suppress the truth.
所以呢，从第二十一节到二十五节，就是解释第十八节。
So verse 21 to 25 expound verse 18 and 19.
现在大家看这里。
Now you see here.
我问你一个问题，我就知道你有没有好好注意听到。
I want to ask you a question. I know whether you pay attention or not.
行不义、阻挡真理，原来的意思是什么
？What's the meaning of those who unrighteous who go against the truth?
你会完全忘记。
You forget.
我告诉你，我不是随便讲。
I'm not preaching it simply.
我思想这些话几十年。
Tens of years, I pointed on these verses.
行不义，阻挡真理呢？阻挡真理原来是什么
？Those who are unrighteous and go against the truth.
啊，王牧师讲出来，还有谁？什么？压制真理。
那个 suppress truth，
被压制的真理是哪一个真理？谁告诉我
？What kind of truth we suppress？
啊，什么真理啊？啊，什么？上帝啊？啊，普遍启示
，General Revelation。
你听出来了？普遍启示的真理是一切真理的开始。
General Revelation is the source of all truth。
那这个普遍启示在里面告诉他的真正的知识是什么？是什么？
General Revelation in him will tell him what is the truth。
被压制的是什么？
What's
什么真理啊？啊，上帝是存在的。
That God exists。
又真又活的上帝是存在的。
The true and living God exists。
怎么知道呢
？How do you know？
因为呢，里面有什么？
Because in us，
这就外面有什么
？There's intuition。
外面有什么
？Outwardly。
啊，你们听了、啊、很好听，听完了我要总归纳，什么时候给你们考书好不好啊？你好笑了。
I'll give you a test。
我告诉你，在香港每开一个课程几百块港币，有的一千块港币，讲的没有我们详细的四分之一。
Even in Hong Kong, when they have courses, they one course will cost them maybe 1,000 Hong Kong dollars, but not even 1/4 of our clients。
这几个礼拜听的越来越多，香港迟的就要站起来。
And so also Hong Kong heard a lot。
他们听我的讲都不付钱。
They listen to my come to my seminar without paying anything。
他们付了好多钱听别的讲座听不清楚。
But they pay a lot to listen to other seminar which is not clear。
所以我要问你们珍惜珍惜不珍惜这些机会。
So I want to ask you to treasure these meetings。
压制真理。
Those who suppress the truth。
压制什么呢
？What do they suppress？
压制哪一种真理
？What kind of truth they suppress？
普遍启示对神的印证。
The confirmation of God in the general revelation。
里面的见证从外面的印证。
That the inner testimony and outer testimony。
里面的印证是什么呢
？What's the inner testimony？
这就
intuition。
外面的印证是什么呢
？The outside。
上帝的创造，对不对
？God's creation。
所以外面的创造跟里面的印证告诉我们神是存在。
And the outside and inside confirm that God exists。
但是看见吗
？Do you see？
看不见。
You don't。
虽然眼不能见
，even they don't see them。
但是明明可知。
But you know it。
会借助什么？借助所造之物，神创造
，God created。
那么神自己就不是受造的
，Then God is not the creator then。
那么你压制这个真理的时候，你就是不要上。
When you suppress this truth, which means you do not want God。
压制真理最危险、最可怕的行动是什么
？The most dangerous thing when you suppress the truth is。
刚才中间讲到一半的时候提的，最可怕的对真理压制是什么呢？啊，最可怕的创造性的误用是什么呢？
Greatest flaw in creativity.
不要神，难道就是什么造假神
？Create false god.
为什么造假神
？Why create false god?
为什么呢？因为比我低嘛，我造的嘛。
Because it's lower than me.
所以是我听他的话，就他听我的话。
So who listened to who now?
他听我的话。
He listened to me.
那这个我所造的神能审判我吗
？So the creator god can he judge me?
不能审判我。
No, he can't.
不能审判我，我就可以犯罪，对不对
？So he can't judge me, so I can sin.
所以就乱来了。
So he lead a very loose life.
没有真神的人
，those who have no true God
就乱来了。
He live a loose life.
思想堕落
，and the mind is fallen.
良心堕落
，and the conscience fallen.
信仰堕落
，and so their faith is fallen.
道德堕落
，their ethics fallen.
他们的宗教形式堕落
，and so religious form is fallen.
不再称颂上帝
，do not praise God.
不再荣耀上帝。
Not glorify God.
所以保罗在第二十五节的最后一节说
，And that's why in the last place was 25.
敬拜受造之物，没有敬奉造物的主。
And because of that, they exchange the truth about God as a lie and worship and serve creator rather than the creator.
主是应当称颂的，直到永远。
God must be blessed forever. Amen.
我要结束了。
I want to conclude here.
今天晚上我请问你。
Tonight I want to ask you.
你心里面的神是那真神，或者你所喜欢的神
？In your heart, is it a true God, a God that you like, or a God you like?
创造你的上帝给你创造性，你为自己造了怎样的受造的创造的假创造者
？The Creator God has given a creativity. Have you created the Creator Creator?
求主怜悯我。
God have mercy on me.
如果这个地方没有转过来的话
，If you're not changing this place,
那么神的任凭就一个一个来了。
God's giving up will come one by one.
这就是下个礼拜我们要讲。
That's what we want to preach next week.
神的诸权的干预收束了。
The interference of God's sovereignty is now withdrawn.
神就让那些以为没有神的人可以自由自在做神行动。
So that those who feel that there's no God can lead a loose life that they want.
整个社会就掉在 没有神了，自己毁灭的道路中间。
Then the whole society will fall in a way whereby they believe that there's no God.
罗马书不是一个人的意见。
Romans, the book of Romans is not one man's mind.
罗马书是神把整个人类历史、人类灵魂、人类社会剖析出来 ，X 光照出来的图片的一个。
But rather God has enlightened the nature of the whole humankind in this book.
一个人认识罗马书。
A man who knows the book of Romans,
他认识整个人类的罪性。
He knows the sinful nature of the whole humankind.
一个人明白罗马书。
A one who understands the book of Romans,
明白整个人性中间败坏所需要的医治是什么。
And know also what kind of healing the human nature needs in its falling.
愿上帝继续赐福给我们。
May God continue to bless us.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our heads.